7654321. Begin transmission.
You know, Annie, last night when I told Susie the news, she was like ice. She's strange. I thought she would be steady. She always seemed to adore Steve.
What the hell is up with this music?
Something's wrong with her, Annie.
Oh, something's wrong with her, Annie.
Do you know what it is?
She's a teenager?
Miss Laura, you've got to be very careful the way you handle Susie. She's got a real problem.
Yeah, I'll say.
Why don't I know about it?
Because you're an idiot.
Why didn't she come to me?
Maybe because you weren't around.
So what the hell are you doing? Okay, first of all, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. Peppa, where are you going? What the hell? All right, the current time is 1931 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode, but a very weird one because of stuff. The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my God, I'm waiting for Pride and Prejudice to come on. Pride and Prejudice, the Laurence Olivier one. It is starting in it's not starting for about another 25 minutes, so whatever. I'm bad at math, but that's okay. Today we're having a very strange episode of the Dubious Goals Committee because the weather's so weird. It's very windy right now, but it's kind of cool enough to go outside, but sort of not because it's very humid because it rained overnight a little bit. It woke me up and there was a little bit of hail beating on the windows, and I kind of slept okay, strangely enough, but then I got up kind of late and the cat's been hassling me. I've been pouring water. We've been getting ready to do kitty business. The show's starting. She wants to do kitty, and now she goes zoom. Yeah, don't mess with the synth. Now the cat's going over into the synth zone, and good Lord, what the hell's going on here?
Now I know why you were so upset last night.
So Annie told you. Well, that's how you usually find things out about me.
That's not true.
Let's face it, Mama. Annie's always been more like a real mother. You never had time for me. By the way, is this worded correctly?
Yes, that is worded absolutely correctly because it says Nyampasu.
Andatte?
Nyampasu!
Dono michi wake wakaran. Nan nano sore?
Nyampasu!
Nyampasu!
I love the double, the nyampasu pasu. All right, so I'm sitting here and my toe hurts. My toe's doing that weird thing. Why is it so painful? I don't know. Is it really that painful? No, it's just annoying. And why does it just feel like it's tight? At first I thought maybe my skin was too tight. But I don't know if that's even a thing. And then I thought, well, maybe my foot pressure is too high. And again, can't confirm that that's an actual thing. And then I was thinking, this is a nerve thing, because why does this only happen when I'm sitting down? Why is this only happening, and how is it happening, and why did it hurt when I woke up, and is it because I was sleeping on my stomach, and what the hell? I don't understand what's going on, and that's why I'm drinking tea. It's not very hot, as you can expect. It's the middle of summer. But it's super, super de-duper good. I'm actually drinking Jianhong. Yeah, the really good stuff. The most expensive tea that I own. It's so freaking good. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm gonna be drinking this all day. Pretty excited about it, actually. Although I might take a break somewhere in the middle, maybe around lunchtime, and maybe I'll have a small cup of, you know, cola-flavored carbonated soft drink beverage with a little bit of bitter cherry flavoring added. Yeah, I invented bitter cherry cola. Pretty proud of that fact, too. And I would serve that. If I owned a restaurant, I would serve bitter cherry cola. And I've often thought about having a restaurant. Of course, the most recent iteration of that thought is my idea for a tea house. But there have been other times when this idea has popped up. And one time actually involves Juarez. Yes, it's true. I was thinking about this the other day. One time, and this has been quite some time ago. I don't even know how this started. Somewhere I ran into Juarez. No, it was one of those things. We ran into each other at coffee club one Saturday morning, and he's like, "Yeah, what are you doing today?" I'm like, "Yeah, nothing." He's like, "Yeah, come over and we'll do stuff." I'm like, "Okay." So around noon, I was over at his place, and we were doing all our usual stuff, which. Hi, Pippa. Pippa has arrived, which has something to do with wargaming or fireworks, or sometimes both. Because, you know, it is fun to sit out in his backyard, set up a bunch of old green plastic army men and stuff, and just throw firecrackers at them. Okay? That's super fun to do on an afternoon. I kind of feel like doing that right now. Since it's fireworks season in America. But, yeah, okay, so one day I go over to Juarez's, and we're screwing around, and he starts talking to me about something. I don't even remember how this even began, but he says, "Hey, Tobe, you want a brilliant business opportunity or something like that?" And I just went, "Oh God, okay, right?" because I know something insane is coming, and it was something insane. But this isn't funny. This isn't a humorous story. Why am I telling you this story? I don't even know. Basically, somehow, somebody got to Juarez, and they put a fairly bad idea in his head. And this is back when, well, I guess we're kind of in a economic lull right now, but yeah, whenever the last economic downturn was, that's when this was happening. And Juarez got approached, or he either went to some kind of entrepreneur thing or whatever, or some stupid thing of franchises and blah, 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 but he got sold on a franchise. I don't mean literally sold, but he got sold on the idea of owning a franchise. And when I say a franchise, I mean a fast food franchise. But what was it? This is where it gets deeply weird. This is where it goes full Juarez. And this is where it gets kind of weird in that I normally don't like to name brands because I'm not getting any money for product placement. I'm not here to advertise for other companies' products. If you want me to sell your product, you're going to have to... I was going to say, I can't be bought, but yeah, I can be bought, but we're talking about sums of money that most people can't conceive. So, I'm now having a conflict. Can I tell you the name of this franchise or not? Well, let's just call it something different. We're going to call it, let me think, I need a good Irish name. Let's see. I can only think of, like, McCluskey. Or, I need something shorter that's not an MC name, that isn't Murphy, that is... Okay, it's Papa Murphy's. We're just gonna use the damn name, Papa Murphy's Pizza. So Juarez got approached by somebody trying to sell him a Papa Murphy's franchise, and they gave him a hell of a deal. I mean, it seemed like an almost too good to be true deal, because he had to put up very little front money. We're only talking about, you know, maybe $20,000 or $25,000. Because he wanted to go in with me, and my half of this would have only been about $12,000. It's not much money when it comes to opening up a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes millions. The whole deal was really a beautiful deal, because they're trying to get more stores open in a time of economic downturn. Nobody wants to open a business, and so they're just giving these franchises away. And they're promising all kinds of exclusive territory promises. You know, if you go in here where we want you to go in this location, we'll make sure nobody else has another location for 8 miles or whatever, okay? And they were going to build out the space. They even had the space already. And once you started up, you didn't have to send any money to anybody for 6 months and blah, blah, blah. Again, it sounded too good to be true, because you could get in for almost nothing. And so I asked Juarez, okay, well, where's this territory? And he tells me the territory, which is basically our neighborhood, which is an economically depressed neighborhood. It's a bunch of poor people and blah, 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 blah. But it's huge and it's dense. It's a very dense part of town, population-wise. And so this seems like it's kind of a good idea. But the funny thing is, I've never had the pizza. So I said, yeah, but is the pizza any good? And Juarez says, it doesn't matter. And I said, well, yeah, no, actually it does matter. Because that sort of determines whether or not anybody's going to buy the pizza. And blah, blah, blah. And what's the gimmick? Okay, today, the pizza market is pretty brutal. The pizza market is one of the most difficult ones to get into. And you have to have a gimmick. What's going to set you apart from all the other pizza places? And don't say good pizza, because unless your pizza is so good that every pizza is $60, then no, it's not that good. So you have to have a gimmick. You have to have it in 30 minutes or less, or you have to buy pizza 2 for $1, or it's open until 3 o'clock in the morning, or it's free delivery, and blah, 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 blah. Juarez, what's the damn gimmick for this pizza? Oh, the pizza isn't cooked. What? Yeah, at Papa Murphy's Pizza, when you buy a pizza, you're not buying it cooked. That's the interesting thing about this pizza place. Okay, it is a take-and-bake pizza place. Now, this might sound strange to all my international listeners, but yeah, here in America, you can walk into a store, and there's a couple of these places, and you can buy a pizza that is not cooked, that is not baked. Or you can buy a pizza that is only half baked, and then you take it home and you finish it yourself, right? Or in a take and bake place, you just buy the pizza, you take it home, you put it in your own oven, and you bake it. Then you have a pizza. Now this sounds kind of bizarre, but this is where it starts to get interesting, because what I did not know at the time, and Juarez then explained to me, is that because the pizza is not cooked, it can be purchased with SNAP benefits. Right. Okay, for my international listeners and for anyone who's not on welfare, let me explain SNAP benefits. SNAP benefits is the government food subsidy for low-income people, which is where this franchise is going to be. It's the depressed part of town. It's the poor people. It's a lot of people who have supplemental income from the government for food. And this comes in the form of a debit account. You are given a card, a plastic card, and you just use it like a debit card to buy food in grocery stores. This is for buying food for you to prepare. You cannot use this card You cannot use this money to buy food in a restaurant. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to fast food. You can't go to Burger King and try to charge your food. No. No, it has to be uncooked food. You cannot buy prepared food with SNAP benefits. But because Papa Murphy's pizza isn't cooked, they just assemble it for you. You walk in, you order a large pepperoni pizza with cheese and green peppers and whatever. They assemble it for you. And right when you think, oh, now they throw it in the oven. No, they wrap it in plastic. They hand it to you. So that was Juarez's plan to get the SNAP benefits money. And I thought, okay, that is a good idea because people are going to do that. People are perfectly willing to go to a store or get a pizza on their SNAP benefits. It's basically a free pizza to them, and then go home and bake it. But is the pizza any good? I don't know. I didn't have it until a couple years later, and of course it made me sick, but pretty much anything with fake cheese and fake crust is going to make me sick. Anyway, regardless, Juarez explained all of this to me, and I thought, okay, this is dirty. This is dirty business. No, I want no part of this. Not because it's shady or illegal. This is all perfectly legal. It's just, am I having a moral problem with this? Yeah, people's money is their responsibility, and using it properly. But then again, I don't want anybody pointing fingers at me. You're taking advantage of poor people, and they're... And that could be true because, I do know that the SNAP benefit for a single person, the full benefit at that time, was the equivalent of about $250 today. It's not a lot of money. And so how much money is that per day, and how much is a pizza compared to a per diem cost of Needless to say, I did not go into the unbaked pizza business with Hamas Juarez.
Papa Murphy's, thanks. So we're preheating the oven, our triple pepperoni pizza. Listen to that, it's ready. Triple pepperoni pizza from Papa Murphy's. $9 for the large triple pepperoni pizza. And we got the free, because we're a member of the club, email. Follow on, free chocolate chip cookie. And this is really good cookie dough. So we're gonna make the cookies right now. You just need, you do like a tablespoon. I got parchment paper here. This is really simple. You know how this is done, right? A dozen cookies coming up.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ.
Someone could save you. The man at the factory.
here for pleasure, damn it.
Working for the capital.
Lately, one or two has fully paid their dues.
Working for the capital.
Ha, long, get long.
Working for the capital.
Ha, long, get long.
That path.
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Belinda. Okay, so yeah. I do not work for the clampdown. I mean, I'm not in the take and bake pizza business. And after giving it some consideration, am I regretting my decision? The only reason I ask is because I've realized that being in the take and bake pizza business, I would have an opportunity to create yet another style of knife on a stick. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, pizzas need to be cut, do they not? That's right. You gotta cut a pizza. They're big and round. You can't shove a pizza into your mouth all at once. You gotta cut it up into smaller pieces. Often wedge shapes. Sometimes squares. But pizzas are never cut into smaller pizzas. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody ever takes a biscuit cutter and cuts out little round slices of pizza. So, Tobe, what are you thinking? Big long stick with a pizza cutter on the end of it? Yes, that's what I'm thinking. A pizza cutter is a knife. Pizza cutter equals knife. It's a circle knife. Because pizza is circle, you have to have circle knife to cut it. But what if you don't want to be very close to that pizza? What if you want to be 2 meters away from that pizza as it's being cut? As you are cutting it yourself. That's right, you're going to need circle knife on a stick. Do I have a pizza cutter? I'm trying to think. Of course, I would never buy a pizza cutter, but somehow did I ever acquire a pizza cutter? Is it sitting in a kitchen drawer somewhere? I'm halfway tempted to run up into the kitchen right now and start looking, but I am fairly confident that I do not have a pizza cutter. I do not own circle knife to attach to a stick. And even if I had circle knife, what kind of stick would I attach it to? Do I have that size stick? You know, we've talked about the ratio of knife blade length to stick. It's 9 to 1. 9 to 1. So how do you do that with a circle knife? a knife is a circle. You know, a pizza cutter circle knife is a circle. The blade is a circle. Do you use the radius of the blade to determine the stick length? Or do you use the diameter? I mean, presumably you'd use the diameter, right? I mean, that's what instinctually this is occurring to me. So, you know, if you have a 10 centimeter diameter circle knife for cutting pizza, that is now a 31.4 diameter, that's a foot long. Now you need a 10 foot pole. Holy crap, that's a big stick. Huh. Might have to give this some further thought. If you're hearing synth in the background, it's because of State Azure. This is not me. In fact, let's kill this. Where are we with that synth stuff I've been doing? Synth, 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 synth. Oh, yeah. We got synth. Oh, that sounds neat. Let's crank up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it occurs to me, you've heard all this crap, right? What were we doing? Did you hear this drum beat? I made a drum beat. Yeah, that's fun, right? And then I did that with the thing, and yeah, there was some more legendary festival of blood work last night, and I sped it up and did some stuff and messed with it, and I'm like, no, this isn't as good, and blah, blah, blah. And now we have festival of blood architecture and blah, blah, blah. It's just a whole thing, and it still basically just sounds like this. So I haven't exactly done a whole hell of a lot of work on it. There's just been a little bit of tweaking here and there, and I've been playing with the, you know, FM, giving it some, there it is, giving it some frequency modulation. Do you even PWM, bro? Because I've been watching too much Nick Bat. And the Nick Bat memes that I'm trying to spread around, but other people who don't know who Nick Bat is, you know, the DNA guy, Tom's Diner, regardless, Nick Bat jokes. Do you even PWM, bro? Yeah, Nick Bat's a big pulse width modulation fan. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day with Knife on a Stick at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes. Start the secret message. Maybe I'll do more synth.